restaurants in Canada.
Let's do this. Good set. Head
for the open door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Jasinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Jasinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. It's we were off last week because we were just, truthfully, we were just exhausted from the Red Wings event from the weekend before the Hockeytown 5K. And we were just constantly, you know, trying to get stuff done and wrapped up and fixed up for the season. And it was just one of those days that we just couldn't put a show together. And I apologize for that. I hope you've listened to some of the podcasts in the meantime. But if you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly running, some triathlon, some cycling. But really, it's kind of about mostly around the events that we produce here in Southern Ontario and Michigan. And the show just kind of takes you through all these amazing stories behind the sport of running. And really kind of showing you that anyone can do it at any age and that running is ageless. And you know what? You just got to start. You just got to, you know, put one foot in front of the other without sounding like a Rankin Christmas cartoon. And you just got to get out there. You got to go down the driveway. You got to hit the stop sign. You got to hit the next tree. You got to, you know, go to the red car. And it's all about kind of baby steps to kind of get you out there and doing stuff. Running Flat, we kind of do stuff a little bit more than that, where we're just trying to make things so compelling that non-runners join in the event and maybe get the spark and get excited about going to that next event, whether it's a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and who knows, maybe do your first marathon. And, you know, a lot of the events that we do are like that. We see that a lot with Color Run, which is why it's not timed and so much fun. And it's the same thing with the Red Wings event. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to tell you that we had this incredible guest lined up, Brad Firth, also known as the Caribou Legs. And he hurt himself. He thinks he has a broken foot, and he won't be joining us today. He is in Gatineau, Quebec, on his journey doing, I think 4,600 miles across the country of Canada to really raise awareness and education about the over 1,000 Indigenous women who are missing or murdered in Canada over the past decade or so. So it was a very, very compelling hour that we had kind of planned for you. And we hope to get Brad on because I think it's such an important topic to talk about, especially here in Southern Ontario, where we don't have a lot of exposure to, First Nations people, frankly. I think Walpole Island is our closest up in the Sarnia area. But it's an incredible story from a guy who went from being on the streets in Vancouver and becoming a runner and then deciding that he wanted to run across the country, starting this off on Mother's Day in Vancouver and trying to finish this off in November in St. John's, Newfoundland. So I hope to get him on next couple weeks, depending on how his foot's doing, but it's an incredible story. And if you want to know more information about that, go on Facebook, look up Caribou Legs, and there's a couple of videos of Brad running. Incredible story. But in the meantime, we do have the voice of Running Flat events. Dave Orshinsky joins me live in the studio.
Nice to be here again. Thank you, Chris.
And otherwise known as Dave-O.
That's correct.
And, it's we really haven't had a chance too much to talk about the Red Wings event. And I think now is probably a really good time to kind of talk about some of the things that we saw and really what an incredible time it was.
Yeah. First, I have to congratulate you and your team again. A fantastic event. I know we talked about it for nigh on 3 years that we wanted to do this thing, and you pulled it off. It was amazing.
Do you know what's so hard to do is do a weekly radio show and not talk about some of the projects coming up, especially something as big as working with Detroit Red Wings, which literally we have been for over 2.5 years.
I know. I remember when we did Canada Day, and he said we could start to slowly tease them, and we started to tease them a little bit with the national anthem, and we said that was the only clue as to what's coming up.
Right.
And a couple of people started to figure it out, and it was a fantastic day. Well done.
It was, yeah, and thank you very much. I mean, we couldn't have done it without you, for sure. I mean, you kind of did double duty that day. You did the start shoot for a bit, and then literally hobbled inside.
I did triple duty, actually. I showed up the day before and took 6,000 medals out of their little covers and hung them on your racks, and then found my voice for the morning and did all the stuff I was supposed to do. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And, it was great.
And really, what an incredible staff they also have down there. You know, they kind of have that whole back end of Joe Louis Arena, the operations folks, even like the unionized staff that we had working audio and also the Jumbotron, you know.
All the way from the security, as soon as we walked in the door, the security folks were so nice. Everybody was so nice. And like you said, yeah, everybody was amazing. It was seamless. It was amazing.
So 46 states were represented at the event. Almost 7,000 registrations. Even with the stormy weather we had the kind of overnight, we still had, I think, 5,700 finishers. So almost everybody kind of showed up to actually do the event. I think, yeah, 46 states. There was
seven countries
registered, and you know it kind of went from, you know, let's put a race together with a great Red Wings theme because it's such an iconic brand, right? I mean, it's one of the largest sports brands in the world, to becoming this massive destination event, and then it became this farewell goodbye where, you know, I literally saw people hitting the finish line crying, like, you know, because they came in and you know, and then you'd hear the stories of, you know, I remember, you know, falling asleep in my dad's arms watching my first, you know, Red Wings game here, you know, way back when. And you hear all these stories. It was just really incredible.
Yeah, I think a lot of people came out for that reason. There was an unbelievable sea of red and white in that start shoot. That was unbelievable, except for the one guy with the blue shirt on that we gave him a hard time, and he yelled, "Let's go Blue Jays," or something, and we pulled him off and threw him in the river. So that was the end of that. But it was fantastic.
And the rest of us had bright yellow shirts on.
Yes, yeah, of course.
That's so they could identify the bodies later.
So they could ask us the hard questions. Yes.
But, yeah, we had, on the course, we had so much stuff planned that morning that we had to cancel. I mean, we do like a 2-3 o'clock. We had a 2 o'clock wake-up call. For 3 o'clock, you know, start to set up outside. We spent the day before actually finishing the finish line and setting it all up and spending the afternoon kind of taking our time building all that out. If you've seen the pictures on Facebook or any one of our Facebook feeds, you'll see the picture of the finish line. Truly one of the nicest finish lines I've ever had the opportunity to build. I was so excited because when I finished it, I kind of looked at it and went, that's exactly what it looked like 3 years ago in my head, you know, and it looked fantastic.
It was marvelous. The inside was marvelous. It's just too bad the weather sort of stopped us from producing what we wanted to do outside.
Right. So we had multiple entertainment stations set up along the waterfront. We also had these four amazing big half-round red arches that we wanted to set up. But because we had this incredible wind shear around, I think it was 4:30 or 5 o'clock, yeah, in the morning, that took out the tents and took out a bunch of stuff. We at that time made a decision that we weren't going to put any of the larger infrastructure out. So no flags went up outside except for the two American flags that we put right at the start line. But, you know, the 50-some-odd flags that went down the chute, the big inflatables, I mean, all that stuff, we just didn't put it up.
Here we are. Here we were, 10 o'clock at night in front of Joe Louis Arena, inflating one of your start line arches and washing it off because it had some powder on it.
Because
it had to look perfect the next morning.
And it would have.
It would have. And it was the biggest arch I've ever seen. It was 100 feet long. It was unbelievable. And we never got to use them. And I'm sad for that.
It's okay. You know, we'll use them at the next one.
There you go.
We'll use them at the next one. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. We'll be back right after these messages.
Enjoying that icy draft through your home?
No draft here, thanks.
Really?
Yeah, Union Gas fixed it all up, free.
The Home Weatherization Program. We install insulation and provide other energy-saving upgrades to income-eligible households.
So, no cold spots?
Nope.
No way?
Nope.
All good?
Yep.
Cut your energy bill by up to 30% for free. Apply online at uniongas.com/weatherization.
Okay, fine.
How Bell makes watching TV better.
Laura loves watching the latest shows and movies, but she's always busy. Fortunately for Laura, she has Bell Satellite TV with Canada's best satellite HD PVR and the largest HD recording capacity. So when she does have time, she'll find out it wasn't the sheriff. It was real...
Stop! Spoiler alert. Not listening. La 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 la.
Get the best satellite TV service in Canada. Visit your nearest Bell store or go to bell.ca/satellite. Bell. Watching TV just got better.
Discover your new YMCA at the Y Family Festival. Visit Central Park Athletics Saturday, September 24th from 11 to 2 for free face painting, live music, and family activities. Details at ywindsor.ca. AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Join blogger and stylist Amanda Reed from the Rose City Style Guide as she showcases what's hot this fall at hashtag Devonshire Style. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of 14. Sunny for tomorrow, the high of 28. A humid X of 33. A few clouds for tomorrow night, the low of 18. Sunny on Thursday, warmer with a high of 29. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 27. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high reaching 20. Sunday brings more sunshine and a high of 21.
The Volksfest clearance event is on now at your Volkswagen dealership. Now's the time to enjoy the best deals of the year. Get the 200-horsepower turbocharged Volkswagen Tiguan with available 4Motion all-wheel drive and finance bi-weekly from the equivalent of $74 a week with zero down at 0% for 84 months. Hurry into the Volksfest clearance event while quantities last. Offer ends September 30th. Visit vwoffers.ca for details.
If you like feeding your brain with intelligent talk about stuff that matters, you're in the right place.
I am so glad you have pointed this out.
AM 800 CKLW. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. Dave Orshinsky, Dave O, joins me live in the studio. Thanks, Dave. You know, one of the things that I think people don't know has happened in the last week or so since the Red Wings, there are unclaimed bibs at races, right? I mean, there's unclaimed race kits. They never, ever get sent out, right? Just like our medals always get destroyed because the medals are our finishers' medals, so we destroy all of our medals at the end of the year. And we put them all in a big pile and pull the lanyards, and they all get melted.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really interesting process. So they kind of go back to, we recycle them, really. Okay. So we do them.
Good to know.
Because, they're 99% zinc. So they go to the zinc recycler.
Good for you.
We found a market for it. Just like our leftover shirts all go to Belize, and they go to Peru.
Oh.
On a mission.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. But anyway, having said that, we have these leftover race kits. And, you know, we sat down with the Red Wings, and they're such an amazing organization to work with. Top drawer, number one. And, you know, I said to him, you know what, this wasn't so much about the 5K as much as it was the Red Wings and just the amazing farewell to the Joe Louis Arena. And in that process, you know, they made the decision that, you know, let's send out all those people who didn't make it their race kits. And we'll convert them to a virtual. There was a promissory note included saying, hey, please, you know, you're going to promise to run 5K or your 3.1 miles or 5,000 meters, right, to earn this finisher's medal. But, you know, we're sorry we missed you, you know, because you're such an important part of the family. And I'd never seen that anywhere in running ever done before. And that's just kind of a testament to what a great organization they are.
That's great service.
Yeah, I think it is. Absolutely. I mean, they really love their fans.
Uh-huh.
And that's just proof of it. You know, I mean, we wanted all the fans to experience this. We wanted all the fans to be there, you know, through this process. And, you know, for the people who are always wondering, well, why the hell did this sell out? Why was there a cap? Why did it sell out so fast? Talk to anyone who was at the event, and you'll understand that there's a great amount of congestion in an old arena like that, because it just wasn't designed to do that, you know, so...
We couldn't get them in fast enough, and you're right, that a lot of people said, why was it sold out so quickly? That finish line shoot was packed start to finish.
But so was the start shoot.
Oh, it was amazing.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, and the start shoot literally was the length of the building.
Yeah, it was like almost... half kilometer yeah. or so. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so those were the issues that, you know, as the RD, you kind of deal with and you try to plan for. But, you know, I think the cap was exactly the right number to do. And, you know, we just tried to maximize as many fans as possible to be a part of this process and say farewell to the Joe. You know, I mean, I know that the really, really popular thing that happened that day, over and above, you know, finishing on the ice and getting this amazing medal, is also going through the locker room. There's the locker room tours, right? Which is pretty amazing on its own. So, and a lot of fans were able to actually go and do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you had a few celebrities there on ice or on carpet inside the Joe to say hello and whatnot. It was wonderful.
Yeah, there was current players, right? Mm-hmm. They were also in the start shoot. They were also in the finish shoot.
Yeah.
We had Daniels. And
Ken Daniels was on stage with me.
Right, we had Ken Daniels. And who else was there?
Well, Karen Newman came and sang both national anthems, so this time we didn't have to do the pre-recorded version. We had the live version, which was marvelous.
And then they went to the water station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they
helped out.
Yep, they helped out the water station along with, I think, six alumni as well. So it was really amazing.
Yep, and I think we had Danny DeKeyser down on the floor high-fiving everybody at the finish line, and everybody pushing everybody out of the way to get over to high-five them, which was kind of interesting. So,
yeah. It was an amazing event. So thanks to everyone who came out, volunteered, all the folks who, of course, had bibs and really enjoyed the event, and you know, all the emails that we got afterwards, and also on social media about how wonderful the event was and how really it was a great give back.
No, well done, Running Flat. Well done. Great team.
It was our pleasure to do this, and I'm so glad that really is a highlight of my career to have that opportunity to do it.
Well, thanks for including me.
No, it was an honor to have you. An honor to have you. Hey, talking about September, and we're in September, it's hard to believe we have one more event left this year to do. We have a zombie chase coming up.
That's right. And as you say, nothing says Thanksgiving weekend like the zombie chase, right?
Well, yeah, you know, because who wants to hang out with Uncle Bob's new wife, you know, after dinner? Nobody.
Nope.
So you want to take the whole family and come to zombie chase.
Dress them up like zombies. Come on down and have fun and don't eat the volunteers.
That's right. So it's October 8th. It's Saturday, October 8th. And it starts at dusk, which is shortly after 7 o'clock. You know, it's, you know, and what's really cool about this is it's the last parking lot. If you're familiar with the Windsor waterfront, it's that last parking lot before you get to the bridge. And that's where the start finish is. And the start line, what's so amazing about it is you have the bridge kind of over lurching it. You got the sun going down behind it. And the water is just absolutely magical that night.
And it's a little spooky, too. I will say, with some of the outfits that the folks are wearing, they go all out, and it's well done.
Yeah, and so participants dress up as zombies or survivors or sometimes kind of whatever, because it is kind of all over the place. I've seen werewolves.
Yeah, it wasn't London.
It wasn't London. So those folks are going to come out. They all get dressed up. They love the event. The medal is iconic. This year is Denial Art. Dan Bombardier, a local artist here in the city of Windsor who does a lot of graphic arts and does a lot of graffiti art. We hired him to actually design the medal this year, which is really cool. You know, it's a severed hand that turns into a mouth, and it's, you know, it's all kinds of really cool stuff. Again, if you go to runningflat.com, hit the registration button for Zombie Chase, you'll be able to actually see the medal and see the shirt. The medal glows in the dark, which it always has, right, since day one with us.
Now, we should mention, too, though, Chris, that it's not, if you don't want to dress up, you don't have to dress up. It's a real fun family event.
Yep.
Come out and participate. It's, like you said, it's Saturday night, Thanksgiving weekend. What else are you going to be doing? Come on, bring the family out. It's so much fun.
Burn off some of that tryptophan.
That's right.
Just get out there. Go do it. That's right. Have some fun. Bring the whole family. And, you know, it is sponsored again this year by our friends at Rock Bottom Bar and Grill and Sunset Produce, who, you know, the Mastinaries have been great sponsors of ours all year.
All those veggies at the finish line.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Tomatoes. All kinds of great stuff. You know what? When we come back, I think we should take a walk through the cross country.
Or run through the cross country.
We'll run through.
We can do that.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AMA 100 CKLW. We'll be right back after these messages.
See yourself, I guess. That's not really her style. And they all got the same heartbeat, but hers is falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible.
The work week is a joke, so why not yuck it up on the weekend?
I know how to say a few words of Italian. I know how to say sono affamato. That means feed me, I'm starving. I can actually say it in 27 languages.
Comedy Saturday Night.
You ever notice there's no dignified way to buy toilet paper? You always have to buy that multi-pack of like 18 rolls. Stick it in your cart. Everyone in the store is like, does that guy leave the bathroom?
Comedy Saturday Night, 8 till midnight on AM 800. Want to keep tabs on the social scene in Windsor, Essex? Stay connected with what's happening from galas, parties, and special events through Plugged In. Plugged In on TV Kojiko. Truly local television. And the place you can hear AM 800 right on your TV and on HD Cable 700, as well as Cable 11. You'll also continue to hear your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels. TV Kojiko and AM 800. A great partnership. Visit TVKojiko.com for Plugged In Showtime. School's back, but there's still fun to be had at the AM 800 Traveling Trailer. Stop by and enter to win a $300 gas card from the Revenberg Automotive family.
It's fun.
It's fun.
This weekend is the 37th annual Ruthven Apple Festival at Colasanti's Tropical Gardens. Musical entertainment, rides, games, Sunday car show, over 100 vendors, farmers market, and more. Free admission and parking, proceeds to Community Living Essex County. For more details, visit communitylivingessex.org.
Check out a complete list of events at am800cklw.com. The Traveling Trailer is brought to you by St. Clair College Alumni, Libro Credit Union, and AM800CKLW.
If you're a graduate of St. Clair College, stay connected with your Alumni Association that's over 95,000 strong. Go to stclairalumni.com and be a part of upcoming special events, dinners, and giveaways.
Plus, visit libro.ca to find a location near you. Libro Credit Union. Prosper here.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
In the wake of a tentative agreement at GM Canada, an auto analyst at the University of Windsor believes Unifor will next target Ford of Canada in contract talks. Tony Ferrier says the union is focused on new investment, and Ford's two engine plants in Windsor do not have commitments for products beyond 2018-19. Campus community police and parking enforcement employees at the University of Windsor have ratified a new three-year deal. Unifor Local 195 President Jerry Farnham says members voted 87% in favor of the agreement today. 300 operating engineers, office, and clerical workers at the university vote tomorrow on a tentative deal. A resident of Windsor Essex has tested positive for the West Nile virus. The health unit says it's the first human case in the region this year. The virus is spread through mosquitoes, and health officials are reminding people to protect themselves by using insect repellent that contains DEET. A foundation has been created in the name of a four-year-old Bell River boy who lost his battle with cancer in June. Mason Macri's mother, Chantel Bacon, told CTV Windsor the Fight Like Mason Foundation will raise money to help other children dealing with disease. In sports, Sweden blanked Finland 2-0 today at the World Cup of Hockey. Tonight, Canada plays the U.S. Weather-wise, clearing tonight, the low of 14. Right now in Windsor, it's 23 Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Ooh.
Quad Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Dave Rashinsky, Dave O, joins me live in studio. I got to tell you, one of the things that pissed me off this week, and we were just talking about this, because this really drove me crazy. I'm watching the Emmy Awards, and Apple decides that they're going to run their new Apple iPhone 7 ad. And it's all about being waterproof. So you can YouTube this, you can Google this, or you just go on my Facebook page where I actually posted the link to this thing. It drove me absolutely crazy. I'm screaming at the TV. My wife's like going, what are you doing? It starts with a thunderstorm. And a guy's looking outside, and he's suiting up to go for a ride on his road bike in the mountains in a thunderstorm. So he's putting on all of his black road gear. He's got a black helmet on. He's got a black bike and a black phone, and he's going to go for a ride in the dark in a thunderstorm. And I'm like screaming, going like, everything we don't want everyone to do is right here for the world to watch.
So irresponsible. I have enough trouble convincing Nick and Matt at home to wear their helmet when they ride their bike, and here we are, you know. And it's funny you say that, because every time we do a race, and I have to lead up to the start of the race, and here's your rabbit's on a bike, and I always point out that the rabbit is wearing a helmet. And I tell them why, because we've got a lot of impressionable little children there. We say, wear your helmet. It's not going to mess up your hair. Wear your helmet. See, the rabbit's wearing a helmet. So there you go. We're doing the right thing.
I know we are. I know we are. But what is Apple? Are they asleep at the wheel? Like what is going on here?
It's all about the sales, the dollars, the revenue, not safety.
It was just incredibly irresponsible by Apple to do this. Yeah. And, you know, if somebody from Apple wants to call me and yell at me, please do. I've been more than happy to yell at you about this, because I think it was absolutely stupid. And, see, I'm still pissed off about this. Yeah. Like, you should watch it. Watch it. It's like,
I will watch.
What are they doing?
And I'll yell at the TV as well. In your honor.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Anything for you.
Oh yeah. So, cross country season is here. It's amongst us.
Yes, it is. Yay. One of my favorite times of the year. And I don't know why. I just think it's a wonderful event. It's a little bit more grassroots. You're outside. You're not on a road all the time. You're maybe on a trail, you're on a pathway, you're in a forest.
You've been doing this for years.
Almost forever, yeah. I think it's really one of the favorite activities that I do, pretty much forever, yeah. We have...
You host and announce many of the meets locally within the Windsor-Essex region.
We have four minimum that I'm involved with, and the first one actually is next Tuesday at McAuliffe Park out in Tecumseh. It's a regional event with the Greater Essex County District School Board. We have about 8 or 10 teams out there, and we do all the kids from, you know, grade 3 up to grade 8. It's just fantastic. And this is what I like about cross country at this time of year, is that everybody gets to participate. It's not about being on the team. It's about being with the team, and everybody comes out. And this is where, at some point in time, they will make cuts, and maybe they'll pare their team down. But some of these early events are where all the parents can come out, and they watch their kids who may never go any further. And that's just fantastic. I think that's just where it's at.
And you do high school and grade school.
I don't do high school. They've got another crew that does high school. It's a bunch of retired teachers who do a marvelous job. I stick with the elementary group. And then I've got a couple more that we do a county meet out in Kingsville. And then a couple days later, we usually do a city meet at Malden Park. And then we do a championship meet. And we alternate locations every other year, and I think we're back in Kingsville this year. So we've got four on our calendar, and it's just the best of times.
And the age groups that we deal with for cross country are what?
We do midget boys, midget girls, junior boys, junior girls, and senior boys, senior girls. And I think there's the youngest kids, they do a 1.5-kilometer run. The juniors do a 2K, and the seniors do a 3K. All totally achievable, and you know, you've got kids from all walks of life, inner city and suburbs, and it's just amazing to see the kids come out and to see how excited they get. And you know, and when I'm announcing at the finish line, I'm just trying to make them all feel special when they come through and have a good time. I want to see smiles on their faces. I don't care if they're the last kid. A lot of times with the kids that are in last place, some of the other kids who finish will go back out and pick them up and run in with them in the true team style. I think that's marvelous.
Yeah. You know, and, well, we see that even in our races, right, where we celebrate last. We don't take anything down until last place is in. It's very specific that way. Because we're going to keep that road open. And even if we're losing control over the road, let me give you a great example. Le Chocolat, we have to open up Riverside Drive by noon. So if you're still on the course doing your half marathon, one of our marshals will escort you onto the sidewalk. You'll finish off your race on the sidewalk, but that finish line will still be intact. Nothing will be removed. The music's still playing. You're still announcing. You know, Brad's still timing. We're all there. The medals are still out. All the food's still out. And it's on purpose because, you know, the person who's out there for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, whatever their time is, has worked harder than the folks who've come in, you know, at, you know, the hour and 15, the hour and 20, you know, like in a half marathon or even in the 5K.
And we never, ever announce that they're the last person. Nope. That's not a word that's in the vocabulary. We celebrate the fact that they're a finisher, and it doesn't matter where. And as you said, they've worked harder than most of the other people out there. And there's
for sure
a lot of stories as to why they're out there. And if we know those stories, we'll bring it forward. And it's those are the really important people. Well, everybody's really important, but those are the ones who really deserve a big shout out at the end.
Yeah. And Andrew on the team, Andrew, who, you know, for years did front and back and marshaled a lot. He's like the archive of all those stories because he knows them all because he was kind of involved with all those people for many hours, especially on the marathon when we did Run for Heroes. You know, all the stories that would, you know, people who were fighting cancer and this was their first event coming out of that, or, you know, people who had, like, you know, catastrophic losses in their lives, and or people who, you know, lost 200 pounds and, you know, this was, you know, culminating, you know, that incredible loss was they're motivated to do this, you know.
This may be the only event they ever do for some reason. So let's make it as special as possible. I know I get comments quite often from people saying, you know what, or from other people who've heard me announcing at a race, and they'll say, I'm so happy that you announced that person in. You made them feel so good. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that is such a key part of that kind of event experience is, you know, doing the finish line and having your name read out.
I think it's important. Again, 1,000 years ago when I was running a race in Hell, Michigan, that's where I saw this being done. And I was coming into the finish line area probably, you know, a couple hundred yards away. And all of a sudden, some guy's calling my name. And I was so intrigued by the fact that, how did that guy know my name? And I found out that they had a spotter down the line with a walkie-talkie who would read the numbers off, and someone would punch him in a computer, and they would just roll on a screen, and the guy would just read the names. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So I started creating that with the Windsor-Essex County races. And because I remember how that made me feel, and I wanted to do the same thing for so many other people. And here we are, 1,000 years later, still doing it.
1,000 years later.
There you go.
What was it? It hasn't been that long.
No, 500.
I mean, you the stone tablets, you finally got rid of those.
Well, I did, yes.
Traded in for a laptop.
I'm still using 8-tracks for the music, so.
But, yeah, you know, and that's all part of that experience, right, is getting in the finish line, getting your photos taken as well. For the most part, all of our events, we've always posted our pictures on Facebook because it's just so convenient to kind of pick it up, share it, send it, you know, print it, do whatever you want to do with it, save it to your hard drive. And we did something different with Red Wings because of just the size of the event. But we actually carried the same idea forward that it's not fair for you to pay for pictures. So all the pictures are free. And, you know, so we had the 6 shooters, you know, out and about on the course and the finish line shoot and the start shoot. And, you know, and then we actually posted all the pictures on a website with a searchable engine that allows it to look up the bibs. Because years ago, not too many years ago, like a little more than 2 or 3 years ago, you'd have that same technology available to you, but you had to pay for all that.
That's right.
And, you know, everyone carries a camera now. It's not fair for you to pay for pictures. It makes no sense. It's part of that experience. We're just trying to define it and make it a little more definitive for you. Just like we added that extra module this year to the timing software and the timing system, where if you go to one of our races and look up the bib number, look up the person's name, and up will come the results. There'll be a little camera icon there that you can click on. The camera icon will then have another pop-up window that opens up. 10 seconds before you cross the finish line, the video starts.
Tremendous.
And then it shows you crossing the finish line with the clock, you know, in view and all that stuff. And it's amazing technology that we have the advantage of playing with and then providing it to the participants at no cost.
But it's about making memories for people.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And we actually added another module that we don't talk a lot about. We're talking about more about it next year, is the certificate module. So next to the camera icon is a certificate that you can print out or share or do whatever that gives you your age placement and your time and all that stuff as well. Remember the old days when Detroit used to mail the certificate
That's
to your
right.
house?
That's right.
And you'd get it like
2 months
Christmas
later,
or something like that, or after Christmas.
That's right.
You get this manila envelope going, what the hell is this? And you'd open it up and it's your finisher certificate from the Detroit Free Press Marathon.
You go to the dollar store and buy a frame and put it in it.
That's if the dollar store was even around back then.
Probably not. Wolcor Century, right?
Wolcor Century, that's correct. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800 CKLW. Dave O joins me in studio. It's now time for Song of the Week, and the Song of the Week is by The Dreamers with Sweet Disaster on Running Flat.
Drifting like in 1974, dressing like the Rolling Stones. Hey ho, let's go get some more like Young Ramones. Some nights feel like every night, this one feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you.
To be to the most spectacular wedding show.
The Fall Wedding Event at the Kimono Club.
Swing by the AM800 A-Team booth at the Fall Wedding Event, September 21st and 22nd between 5:30 and 9 to win an amazing spa experience from the Spa by Windsor Arms.
Visit all three locations at Toronto, Kawarthas, and Caesars.
Admission tickets are $12 at the door or pre-register in advance to save $2. Go to AM800CKLW.com for full contest rules and more information.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deferman's.
Now the forecast from the AMA Headed Weather Center for tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of 14. Sunny for tomorrow, the high of 28. A humidex of 33. A few clouds for tomorrow night, the low of 18. Sunny on Thursday, warmer with a high of 29. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 27. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high reaching 20. Sunday brings more sunshine and a high of 21.
You can't see it, but things inside your vehicle can wear, like the tidy whities I've worn all week. Luckily, Ford trained technicians keep your Ford running smoothly, smoother than under my toupee. They spot what others might miss. For only $69.99, you get the works. An oil change, tire rotation, up to 83-point inspection, and vehicle report card explained one-on-one. It's more thorough than my last bikini wax. Because you can get too much information, but not when it comes to your Ford. Beware of parts unknown. See store or fordservice.ca for even more info.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Where's your car from?
Oshawa.
And your wine?
Niagara.
And what about the pork there in your cart?
I don't know.
And if you wanted farm fresh pork, where would it come from?
Ontario?
There you go. If you want to make sure it's farm fresh, look for the Ontario pork label. It's just that good.
And where are you from?
That's classified.
You've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and are in constant pain and can't work. But your disability insurer denies your long-term disability claim because they say your pain is subjective. My name is Aaron Waxman, and if your insurance company's denied your disability claim for any reason, call me at 1-844-583-4878. And don't worry about upfront legal fees, because there are none. At my law firm, we only get paid when you get paid. And before you call, you should always remember that there are no bad questions. 1-844-583-4878, or on your cell phone at #LTD.
To Running Flat Radio. That's the Dreamers with Sweet Disaster, Song of the Week. It's now time for Ben Kaplan and I Run Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by I Run.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
All right, my friend, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, joining us in studio is Dave Rushinsky. Dave-O is the voice of Running Flat at our events. I thought we'd bring him along today.
Amazing. Hi, I'm in esteemed company then. How's it going?
Hello, Ben.
You all right?
Everything's good.
So, Ben, you want to talk a little bit about the Army Run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and whether it was the Army Run for me or whatever it is for you, but
I got a beer run coming up this weekend. I'm going to do the McGregor Bug Run.
Well, you had me at beer, and the run bit's good, too. But the point is just getting out there, I was in a little bit of a, you know, you find yourself in a rut. And, you know, going out there and experiencing a race weekend, and, I mean, that's why I think what you do and what your ilk does is really a mitzvah, because it's wonderful. I mean, it pays back, and you can't help if you don't. My spirit gets moved. So, like, you know, the intimidation factor of participating in these events, you know, and people worry about, you know, their time or how they're going to be perceived. But for me, when I participate in these things, I get so lifted up by the experience. And some of it is just the weather, and some of it is being outside, and some of it is, you know, you're running and you give a little kid a high five, and it's just, I don't know, for me, it's really my happy spot. Yeah. And, you know, I need it like a fix.
Yeah, you know what, Ben, it's an alchemy, right? It's an alchemy of, you know, the theme, the course, the event, the event experience at the start, the finish, race kit pickup. It's about the swag. I mean, there's so many variables of what makes a fantastic event experience when it comes to racing. But what I find really intriguing is it's all those touch points even before that, you know, from when you find out about the race and you register, and then there's the anticipation of, oh, it's coming up, so I got to start training, you know, and then, you know, that all plays a big factor in the way that presentation rolls out.
I forget sometimes. See, you know, you get bogged down, and you put the emphasis on the wrong thing. And I don't even want to say the wrong thing. I mean, sometimes you're participating as an elite athlete or the elite version of you, and you have a very important time goal, and you've trained for this moment, and, you know, it's a version of the Olympics for yourself, you know, and that's one way to experience it. But for me this Sunday, and it really came to me when I was looking for something, you know, and oftentimes it's when you find things, but I don't know. I really found myself spirited. You know what it did is it reminded me that I had power. You know, it reminded me that I had agency. It reminded me that I was healthy. You know, it reminded me that I was strong. Because sometimes if you let just the machinery of your life take control, you can forget those things pretty easy. You start feeling pushed around and beaten down. You know, but the runner's high is right there. It's right across the street.
Hey, weren't you running with Roy?
Yeah, I was running with the big guy, and he, you know, when you're running with your boss, I don't know how many people have tried to pace their bosses before, but there's the wedge between annoying and inspirational, you know. So you want to push them along and do your job as a proper pacer, but you don't also want to get fired, you know. So you know you have to sort of mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, Mark Roy is the president of SportsStats, which is the largest timing company in the world. Now,
yeah, and he's the really the people's champion. Everybody knows him in Ottawa, and you know he's just great. And he's funny and he's sweet and he put his heart and soul out there. And he went out too quick, and you know we had to kind of gut it out a little bit for the second half. But you know you do it and it ends and you get a banana and life goes on.
Yeah, and that's become a destination event. You know, considering that, you know, the Ottawa Running Weekend is in May, that's the biggest one in Canada now, right? It's almost 50,000, is it?
50 might be generous, but, you know, up around there.
Like, it's like somewhere between 45 and 50,000 yeah. People now go to the Ottawa Marathon Weekend in May.
Yeah.
And then this is the next really big event in Ottawa coming in the fall, which is the, what's the official name of it now?
The Canada Army Run.
Yeah, the Canada Army Run.
You know, BMO puts it on, though, and they also do a fabulous job. I mean, BMO, there was an article written not too long ago about how, you know, if a company sponsors a race in America, maybe 75 cents out of a dollar will go into the sort of activation, which means that you can see the money that they spent to buy this race in that when you go to the expo, there's a coffee machine or there's a photo booth or there's a kids area where there's bouncy castles and things. Generally, in the races around Canada, it's what they get versus in the USA versus in Canada, we get about half that. So when you go to our stuff, there's just less things to do and to see and to experience. But BMO, to their credit, you know, and to my appreciation, really put on a show. You know, there was a kids area and there was coffee and couches and you can make signs and there's a photo booth and everything, and so they took an active role in their sponsorship, and it really matters, you know, it goes a long way.
Yeah, and that's one of the more interesting runs in Canada, actually, is that
for sure, man.
It's the one that's actually put on by the Department of Defense. They actually own the race.
Yeah.
Our National Defense Department, if you're listening from the United States, we have lots of American listeners. So just imagine if your Army Run was actually owned by the Army itself and put it all together. So,
yeah, now they have that stuff in D.C. and Baltimore. Is the Army not involved with those races?
Yeah, they are, but this one literally is, the email goes out to everyone who's in the Defense Department that says, thou shalt register for this race.
Who was out there, too, was our defense minister ran the half. I forget what his name is, but he's a sweetheart of a guy. He was out there. Everybody's coming
Singh.
Up to him.
It's Ranjit Singh. He's a fabulous athlete as well.
Oh, a totally cool guy. You know, the other thing about the States, the difference between the States and Canada, and because the Governor General was out too, is that these guys could just come out there. Like, you know, I don't think that I don't know what the American equivalent of the Governor General would be, but, or the Defense Minister, I don't know. I just don't see, like, Hillary Clinton doing a half marathon like without a lot of people, you know. But these guys, just in Canada, you can go in Ottawa and just do it, and it's not that big of a deal. It was an inspiring weekend all around, and they did a fabulous job.
Yeah, it starts with our prime minister, who's the avid runner and boxer and everything else, right? So it's
but the point is, I mean, really what my point that I'm trying to make, though, is just to, you know, if you're listening to this show, it's like you obviously have an interest in running. So it's like what we're trying to do is just eliminate the barrier between, like, you know, doing, you know, thinking about doing and actually doing. But if you're willing to put yourself out there a little bit, you could be so pleasantly rewarded, as I was this weekend. I mean, I keep falling in love with this experience.
Yeah, are you coming to Detroit, by the way, in October?
I'm coming.
Are you?
I'm coming. I want to come.
Okay.
I want to go. I don't have any place to stay.
You stay in my house. What the hell?
I know, but
I keep telling you that.
What about the snoring, though? Come on, that's a legendary...
I'll tell my wife to stop snoring.
Right. Listeners across the country just rolled their eyes.
Not just that. We had some great fan mail this week, by the way, that came all the way from Australia.
Nice.
It was really great. And we have some awesome listeners down under who've been listening to the show. And they're starting their spring marathon season down in Melbourne and Sydney. So... we wish them all the best. All the
Shout luck. Out Melbourne and Sydney.
Absolutely. Ben, thanks for joining us, man.
Appreciate it, my brother.
Always great talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine, a magazine that's available across Canada in all your fine bookstores, which I think is just Chapters now anyway.
Pretty much.
and he is joins us every week. So special thanks to my special guest, Dave O.
Thanks as always.
Yeah, and he's the voice of Running Flat at all of our events. And for more information about Running Flat, you can go to runningflat.com, where you find out more about Peely Island, which is sold out, and, of course, Zombie Chase, which is in a couple weeks, and any of our other runs, that go to runningflat.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and any of our pages or on Twitter. At Running Flat is our Twitter handle. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your runs, your walks, and your workouts, no matter where you are in the world. We'll be back in 7 days. I'll be at the McGregor Mug Run.
I will not, but I'm available if you want me.
I think you should come. Come. We're going to make McGregor Mug Run, and we're going to have a ton of beer after.
That sounds like
fun.
And
then on Sunday, we're timing Taking Steps.
That's a great event.
In Leamington for the Cancer Society. So until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running. I see you then.